What's the state of entrepreneurship in West Michigan? That's the question tackled in a new report from Grand Valley State University's Seidman College of Business. It found that in just 4 years, there's been a big shift in the way people think about being entrepreneurs. We wanted to take a closer look at that changing mindset and find out just what it means, not only for West Michigan, but for the state. Paul Isley is chairman of the economics department at Grand Valley State Seidman College of Business, and he joins us now from GVSU. Your team last examined the climate for entrepreneurs in West Michigan back in 2009. So what were the biggest changes you found over these past 4 years?
Well, over those 4 years, the major change that really started to happen was a change in the mindset of all business people on this side of the state in looking towards entrepreneurship to either improve their business internally or to generate new jobs through new businesses. So that had changed quite drastically. We also saw an increase in the availability of professionally managed capital. So there was now starting to be a flow of funds that was available for firms to access to be entrepreneurial.
Because you can have all the great ideas in the world, but if you don't have that lifeblood of capital, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. If you don't have something to leverage and bring it through the development process and into market, it will die.
And are people turning to being entrepreneurs? Is this mindset change happening because the Great Recession left them a few other choices? Or are people just more willing to take the risk today in 2013?
I think there's a little bit of both. Certainly, when I talk to my students from before the Great Recession, they would talk about things like, I'm going to go work for Company X. Now they say, well, I'm looking at Company X, but I also have something going with four friends over here. And that's really a thought process of, you know, maybe we can't trust getting into business the way we could before. But on the other hand, we're starting to see that up and down the business chain here on this side of the state, we hear business leaders talk about that it's okay to fail. It's okay to come up with an idea. It's okay to fail and then come up with another idea. And so there's starting to be a celebration of this sort of entrepreneurial spirit.
So don't be afraid to flop. Don't be afraid to fall on your face.
Exactly. I mean, you want to fail fast. You want to bring out an idea. If it doesn't fly, you move on.
How does this changing mindset and this growing acceptance of stepping out and flying on your own, how does it compare? You found it in West Michigan. What do you think it compares with the rest of the state?
Well, it's certainly starting to pick up here in the west side of the state. The entrepreneurial hotbed in the state has always been right around Ann Arbor, as people come out of a research university and have very strong ideas. There's a good draw of capital there. So compared to that, we're not there yet. But compared to other cities that don't have a University of Michigan sitting there or a college like that, we're doing very well.
And I correct me if I'm wrong, but you found 63% of the new jobs created in Grand Rapids since the recession came from new businesses. So that has to tell you that this is really not just a blip.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, from the depth of the recession through 2011, 63% of the jobs. And without that bump, we would have been growing at the same rate as the rest of the United States. But with that bump, we were growing more than twice as fast as the rest of the United States. That's a big deal.
What kinds of jobs are these, Paul?
Well, we're seeing them across the board. We're seeing bumps in IT jobs, which has been a very fast-growing sector. We certainly are seeing healthcare jobs, but we're seeing those healthcare jobs not only occur in the providing of healthcare, but also healthcare manufacturing, creating new ideas, generating patents around healthcare, doing those sorts of things. Those are two very strong areas, but we're also still seeing growth in manufacturing.
Now, so you've seen this change in mindset, and it seems to be something that really has taken root. You say there is more available professionally managed capital, but I get the sense from looking at the report that issue of capital still remains kind of a stumbling block.
It certainly is. I mean, drawing capital from outside of Michigan into Michigan, when they hear about things like the Detroit bankruptcy and their view of Michigan is very Detroit-centric, can be very hard. And we also have a mindset that we really want to have control of what we do on this side of the state. So it's one of the reasons why we leave SBIR, STT, our money on the table. I mean, we access that money at a lower rate than many other cities.
And what is that money? What do those initials stand for?
It's money that comes from the federal government through small business, and it's attached to research that's being done at various levels of government. And it's a very good way to get started as far as getting some capital to get an idea moving through the process. And it requires paperwork. It requires people to do things. And we're accessing it more than we did in 2009, but just we aren't doing it at the same rate as other cities around us.
So what do you feel can be done on a statewide level to lend more support to business owners, not only in West Michigan, but really throughout the state of Michigan, to the folks that have that dream and maybe decided, you know what, the time is right. I'm going to take that leap. What needs to be done to support them even more?
Well, certainly at the governmental level, we're already seeing that movement. The perception of all levels of government right now as being supportive of this is it was very strong in our surveys. And we saw large shifts in the cost of doing business because of changes in the way government was doing things here. So I think the governmental policies are already moving in the right directions. Really, our big issue right now is rebranding Michigan so that we aren't seen as that rusty state that is so tied to automotive they can't think of anything else. That's important.
And what do you think will take to do that rebranding? Is it going to come from the kids sitting in your class today?
I think it's going to come from the next generation. I think it's going to be very hard for us to just tell people there's a difference. It's going to happen over time. And so this new crop of entrepreneurs that are starting lots of jobs right now across a wide swath of industry types, that word is going to get out. And if there's good ideas happening here, money will come.
Paul Isley is the chairman of the economics department at Grand Valley State's Seidman College of Business, and he joined us from the campus in Grand Rapids. Paul, thank you for talking with us today.
My pleasure.